A calf moves when it wants its mother?
Yeah, or sometimes we'd say Bella.
And a horse? What?
There again, the horses, we didn't use much of it except, like I say, the new maybe, you know, for plowing. Uh-huh. We use those for plowing till tractor time.
What gentle noise does a horse make?
As far as imitation of their noise, I'm not that good at it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know what they make.
Do you ever say it whinnies or knickers or laughs or whicker?
No.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him? What you put on him, you call the...
Well, you got to put the blinds and the bridle and...
For the whole thing, you put the...
The harness.
Okay. When you're driving a horse, what you hold in your hands?
The reins.
And when you're riding on him?
The reins.
And your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
And how would you call a horse to get him in, out of the pasture?
I don't know.
What would you say to him?
Other than chase him.
What would you say to him to get him to turn left or right?
I don't remember exact, but I know it's whoa and... my daddy could remember him, but I don't.
When did you say whoa?
Well, that's at the end of the row. That's as far as he could go.
That's to stop him?
That's to stop the mule, uh-huh, most of the time, or the horse, or whatever.
What about to get him started?
Get it.
And to back him up?
Well, there again, that goes back to, I don't know, the left or right, so I wouldn't know how to back him up.
Uh-huh.
I could pull him back, maybe. Most of them are trained. If you pull back on a plow, a horse would back
uh-huh
up.
How would you call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
As far as the cows, we never did call it much, except maybe beat a bucket or something.
Uh-huh.
Most times it's beating a bucket or bottom of an old bucket. We always had no drum or a bucket or something sitting by the when it come feeding time.
Uh-huh. What about calling a calf?
No. Calf usually try to stay close mm-hmm to the mother as it could, or either follows
uh-huh
follows up to whatever she does.
Say if you wanted to get a cow to stand still so you could milk her, what would you say?
I never trained one. The only ones I ever met was trained.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you tell her if she started moving around a little bit?
Well, I don't remember ever telling them anything other than just, I do know you don't milk a cow except on whatever side the cow was started out.
Uh-huh.
And because they're always kicking, moving. And plus the fact you can't milk a cow but on one side.
How would you call sheep to get them in out of the pasture? Did you ever hear that?
No.
What about pigs?
Yeah, pigs. Oh, yeah.
How would you call them?
Well, usually pig.
What about chickens?
Well, it was always chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And the fat, salted pork you use to boil with greens, you call that?
Salt meat.
Okay. Any other names?
Salt meat. It's bacon, but it's salt meat
uh-huh
to us.
And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced nowadays to eat with eggs?